wish to remind all of us, myself included, as well as everyone gathered, just what a rare and precious thing it is. And part of what keeps it that is our dedication and integrity to really making use of it. Like one of my favorite things to reflect on is Buddha said, if you really want to pay homage to me, do the practice. And I think Ajahn Chah sort of at one point said something just along the same lines. Aside from all the buildings and everything that goes on and the events and the ups and downs, the core of what we're here for is to learn about Buddha Dhamma and cultivate the good and learn how to understand and transcend the dukkha that is so possible to do. Maybe not easy, maybe not so straightforward, maybe a great project like building a monastery that takes a great amount of time, but something that is possible. The Buddha's teachings are squarely aimed at the dukkha in our lives that is optional. It can be understood, and the causes and conditions for letting go of that and ceasing the habits of suffering can be developed and realized for the benefit of self and others. And I think that's very much alive here in the Sangha, both the monastic Sangha and the lay Sangha that practices and lives and gathers here. And as we kind of mark the first chapter of this kind of great story, let us kind of reflect on that and rededicate ourselves to everything that entails.